Tomorrow's edition of the Casa Grande Dispatch, we've got our Good Snake, Bad Snake article on how to identify when to sprint and when to just be calm and let it mosey along. There are plenty of snakes out there that eat rattlesnakes, and obviously you kill those off. It's one of your natural predators that would keep rattlesnakes from your property. That'll be in tomorrow's Casa Grande Dispatch. And if you're the one that stole the Casa Grande Art Museum's iron gates, they would like those back.
Oh.
Let's get to Carla and Glendale at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie, for you. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, how do I find out whether my roof needs replaced? I don't have the ability to climb up there and check it out.
How old is it?
Just a little over 20 years.
You know,
and what is it, Carla?
Tile.
Concrete tile.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's not asphalt.
Well, Carla, are you familiar with our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com?
I have not visited except to find your number. So,
all right. Well, I'd like you to get familiar with our website, and you're in Glendale, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we've got a roofing company on the west side of town, Pinnacle Roofing. We also have Lyons Roofing, Overson Roofing on the East Valley, that pretty well cover everything. Carla, any of those companies that you would call on my website, they will come inspect your roof for free.
Okay.
So.
All right. I will check out your website then.
Yeah, and any of them.
But is it around 20 years? Is that around the time I should start thinking about it?
Here's the good news, Carla.
Depends.
It could last you another 20 years.
Yeah.
It could have a huge leak up there right now. But if we get an evaluation and a proposal, if it's good for another 20 years, they can at least give you a price for today so you know what to be saving for at the point it does fail. And if it is something that they're up there and they find a few cracks and a few troubled areas, we can go ahead and put some emulsion on there, put some roofing patches, and maybe get a couple more years out of it if there are signs of trouble. So, you know, it depends on how good it was installed, what materials they used, and it's going to take somebody to get up there to do that, and you can trust the guys at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Yeah, and it takes a trained eye to spot problems on that type of roof. Because the tile you're looking at, Carla, really isn't your roof. It's the paper, the black paper that's under that tile that's the waterproofing. That concrete tile you're looking at, that's just decoration. It doesn't do very much to keep the water out of your house. So you have to have roofer's x-ray vision to really be able to troubleshoot that kind of a roof. But like I say, any of the roofers at Rosie on the House will come inspect it for free.
And this is one of the things I really like about the app that we've licensed. You can go to RosieOnTheHouse.com/app. And what it will help you do, in Carla's example, where it's a 20-year roof, as the information of that grows, it doesn't share any neighbor's information, but it will give you regional calculations. So if four other homes in that area have been entered on it, and it's a same builder, same roof, you can see if any of them, it'll tell you, percentage of roofs that are being replaced in your area and kind of help you calculate when the roof is going to fail. And if you've got a high failure rate or a low failure rate for roofs in your subdivision that are 20 years old, all right, I got to start saving now, or this could,
the probability.
Probably something that I can, it can help do those things and help project you start saving for those investments. One more way that, technology can help our home management.
That's an incredible software program.
Let's get to Jason in Tucson and see how we can help Jason this morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So I have a question regarding the real estate industry. Is that regulated in any way? And we are in the process of selling a home.
Okay.
We had the home inspection performed. They had a couple of roofers come out. And the industry that I happen to be in, I'm Hague certified. If I state something, I have to back it up with facts. The only thing I'm seeing in these roof reports are opinions. Is there any way to combat that? I mean, how do we, you know, I inspected my own roof and I realized I have a personal interest in this, but could we bring out another, like, Roof Savers and say, you know, look, we'll go with a third party here. I kind of feel like...
You're not happy with the roof report you got.
Well... No, well, you know what? When their email says Realty and their email address, I'm kind of feeling like, well, do these guys work together? I mean, how's this work? That's why I'm asking if it's regulated in any way.
Well, I tell you what, Roman, Jason, I'm going to take a little bit longer to answer your question than we have right now. You hang on. You'll be the first caller we come back to, and I'll answer that for you.